This is Mind Food Radio, smart thinking.
Now, our guest on the radio with me now is a guy by the name of Bill Granger, a restaurateur and self-taught cook whose relaxed and joyful approach to food and television presenting is an essential element of his enduring popularity. Bill, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you very much, Ben.
I tell you what, you started in the business at a very young age, 22. How did you get into it?
I started working at a cafe part-time when I was at university studying art. So it was by total fluke and accident I ended up in the restaurant business.
Are you serious? And what was the passion? Where did that all come from?
Look, I think I'd always loved cooking and always loved, you know, the creative aspect of food. And it wasn't until, you know, with artwork and working by myself, it's very solitary. And then I went and worked in a restaurant and just fell in love with the collaborative nature of working with a group of people and having fun.
Fun is very much a part of your life and in your relaxed lifestyle and approach to things. How does that all happen?
I just always think you've got to be passionate. When you know, food and restaurants are an interesting thing because they're a mix of the creative and the business, you know, and the commercial. So you've got to have the passion and the love that as a creative makes you inspired. It's really, really important to keep that. And that's what I always work hard at doing.
Working hard is part of it. So in those early years when you were at university, could you possibly have looked into the crystal ball and thought, I will have all these restaurants one day?
No, never in my wildest dreams. Never in my wildest dreams. I'm thrilled. I mean, it's amazing. I have a dream job.
What have you learned about yourself, though?
What have I learned about myself? I think that I need constant inspiration, that I need to be on the move and changing things. Otherwise, I'm not very good at staying still. I like to constantly be challenged and grow and be inspired.
So what do you say to people out there in the world today that are listening into our conversation and sitting at home thinking, I'm in a bit of a job and I really don't like it and this is what I'd really like to do?
Well, I think you've just got to make the move. I mean, and food is, there's so many areas to work in food. I mean, there's magazine, there's books, there's catering, there's restaurants. There's just, you know, lots of different sides of it. And I think being passionate about food and even trying, because it may not be what you like, but at least you've tried it. You can get a part-time job in a restaurant, you know, outside of your normal hours and see if it. We've had lots of people in my restaurants come over the years and they've tried it for a year. Some have stayed and made it their career. Others have decided they want to go back. But I think you need to try things because then you can know.
Now, they say if you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen. I use this on all my radio students. But yeah. Some of us need to just get dinner on the table. So your attitude is stay in the kitchen and make something easy instead. And this is your new book.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm in an interesting position where
Did you like that segue, by the way?
I do. That was very good. I'm impressed.
I'm sitting here going, wow, that's a very good one.
Well done.
I feel like Mrs.
It's got to be easy because I wear two hats. I'm a food professional, but also in my real life, I'm a cook for the family. And I try and bring that excitement you know, a food professional into the, you know, the regular day-to-day home cooking sphere. And that's what I try and do, just to make it interesting. Because if I cook the same thing every night, I'd be bored out of my brain. You know, my personality, I mentioned before, I like doing things that are new, and it's the same with getting dinner on the table every night.
Yeah. And for people at home listening in today, how is your book easy?
It's easy. I've started with basic, you know, where I start a meal from. So I think a piece of chicken, I've got a piece of chicken, a piece of steak, you know, when you shop in a supermarket, a pack of pasta, a bag of rice. And I've created variations on each of those things. And that's where it started because that's the way I cook day to day. You know, it's so easy to get takeaway or to not cook. And I think, you know, especially with, you know, fast food and takeaway food so much being so much more accessible and cheaper, but it makes such a difference to your health. I mean, you know exactly what goes in it, you can use fresh ingredients, and you know, there's so many quick things out there to cook.
Well, look, we've been chatting with Bill Granger today. Now, the book is out by HarperCollins Publishers, and it's called Easy by Bill Granger, 100 Delicious Recipes for Your Everyday. I love the title. I love the photos. It looks fabulous.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much.
And thanks for joining us on the show and sharing with us your zest for life.
Oh, thank you, Ben. It's been a pleasure.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.